Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hop on a 27 on a Monday morning. It is now time for us to delve into, once again, another great Hot Care story. And this morning we have Tallulah Faree in the studio with us. Good morning, Tallulah.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Now, Bunny, we found out about this story about St. Vincent's and thought, hey, this is cool. We can help out here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is that time of the year. I think it's just before, if you think about like prelims are coming up and matric exams, it's a really stressful time for kids. And Tallulah has a child in school in grade 12. So you know exactly what all that stress is about.
Definitely.
But especially different with your child is St. Vincent's School for the Deaf. So tell us a little bit about the hostel initiative. So it's something that, it's not unfamiliar, but I thought it was quite standout because you think to yourself, lots of schools have those exam hostels where they keep the kids and let them study and make it so that they have a bit of an edge if they've got a difficult home environment or they don't have access to things for underprivileged kids. But I never thought about, you know, the needs that a deaf school might need. So tell us about the St. Vincent's School for the Deaf Hostel Initiative.
So the hostel initiative, we had a meeting earlier this year regarding the hostels, and obviously budgets were cut, so the kids couldn't really start the hostels from the beginning of the year, which we as parents would have really liked. So early this term, we went again for a meeting and we said, okay, we need to get the hostels open. And I think the importance of the hostel for me and for the kids as well is they're in their own environment. So they can communicate with each other. Nice. They've got the extra lessons after school. And a lot of the kids, as you said, is underprivileged and they come from very far distances. Some of the kids come from Pretoria. I actually met a granny at the beginning of this term who came from Secunda.
Wow.
Yeah. So okay. The traveling time for the kids is excessive. They get home late. They've got chores to do at home. By the time they've done their chores, they've eaten their dinner, they've had their bath, they're tired. So they don't get that time to study. They're just drained. And I think with the hostel initiative, it sort of helps them. They attend school from, I think it's 7:30 in the morning until 2:30. They run their normal classes. And then from 2:30 until 4:00, they get given the extra support from the teachers. And then from 4:00 onwards, they're at the hostel. So it takes away their traveling times. You know, they take, some kids take taxis, some takes train, and it's a long traveling time for them.
And I suppose when you think about it, I mean, I just put it into the commute of a normal sort of average worker like you and I, is that, you know, if you're a child, you need downtime. You need time with your friends. You need time to bond. You need time to explore and understand what's new. And there's a lot of new out there every single day for a young person. And by putting them in a situation where they're able to explore and have some downtime, it keeps their brains fresher and therefore they learn more. Am I correct in saying that?
That is 100% correct, Simon. It just, you know, with Brendan, he's been in the school since the age of almost 2 years old, just before, a month before his second birthday. And he's been waking up at between 5:45 and 6:00 in the morning. We get him to Rosebank, we leave him there, then we pick him up after 5:00 when everyone's finished working. So it's a long day. And I mean, Brendan is fortunate enough, we go and fetch him, we pick him up if he needs to be picked up. But there's those kids that don't have that.
You've got him in a car.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, there's taxis and so on and so forth. And I mean, that commute becomes difficult, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that they come from as far as Brits and Orange Farm, and it's hours wasted, really. Precious hours that they could be using. So hostel initiatives are not new, and they're usually up against the exams. But this particular one that you've got with St. Vincent's, I understand the drive is to start it kind of as soon as possible and run it till the end of the year. I imagine that's a really large cost to bear. To have, how many kids would it be that would be staying?
Look, the grade 12 class of 2025 is only 17 children, so it's a very small class. But yes, it is very costly. The hostel initiative that they're currently doing, it does have requirements. So, for example, you know, when we initially started, we said, no, the very next week after term three started, We were going to open that very next week, but the SGB said, sorry, we can't. There's health and safety rules. There's things that need to be done.
Right.
You know, there's things that need to be catered for.
Mm.
So I know that then, you know, the school sends out a wish list saying the, hypothetically, the geyser needs to be fixed.
Mm.
Plates and cups and utensils need to be gotten for the kids to eat.
Yeah.
The hostel needed to be cleaned, and all obviously the shower heads needed to be replaced, and there's taps leaking. So there's quite a bit of things that need to be done to make it livable and comfortable for the kids in their studying environment.
I mean, I was seeing here that operating a hostel from the 8th of August to the 30th of November will cost approximately 150,000 rand, which is a lot of money. I believe, you know, there's, as you've mentioned, there's lots of things. There's food, there's, you know, water, electricity, sewage. I mean, everything's got to cost. Okay, and we know that. 17 kids living there pretty much all the time. How much money has been raised, and how well have you done? What do you need to get the hostel open, up and running, and being paid for this you know, this summer school? I call it summer school.
Okay, so the principal has actually indicated that they managed to get a sponsorship of 100,000 rand, which that 100,000 rand will cover some of the costs.
Mm.
For example, the hostel mother and father. We obviously needed to get a hostel mother and father to oversee the kids, help them, just keep an eye on them, which they've managed to do. In terms of further donations, I have asked the principal, but he hasn't given me a definite figure.
Yeah.
As it is, the kids did start the hostel on Sunday. I dropped my son off on Sunday. We took a walk through the hostel. So, yeah, nothing that was on the wish list that I can see has been done yet because of the finances. And the school relies on sponsorships and donations and you know, just people opening up and saying, where can we help?
So I see, as you said, that they've managed to secure the 100,000, and I see even the parents are also pledging to try and meet the gap there with municipal services and things like that. That's an 8,500 rand price tag, but kind of looks like about a 40,000 rand shortfall that's really preventing these kids from, well, it's going to run out, where these kids really need this time to be focused and to be in a safe place. And so, you know, with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, we'd really love to step in the gap and pay that 40,000 rand shortfall.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. I know you were coming in here expecting us to do a plea to everyone out there who's listening. Thought we'd just shock you.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so wonderful for being one of those parents who, you know, you described how Brendan has the privilege to commute. He does have the privilege to be in a safe and equipped environment in your home. But there's loads of kids that just don't have that. And for you to reach out to make it happen so that all the kids can have an equal opportunity is really beautiful, Tallulah.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
Tallulah, thank you very much for joining us. I can see it means a lot to you, and it's our pleasure. It makes us feel good when we can help. And it's not us, it's us on behalf of the listeners to this radio station here at Hot 1027. So you can go back and tell the school the money has been raised, and we wish you all the best of luck with the hostel between now and the end of the year, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. It really means a lot. Thank you to the listeners, and thank you to Hot 1027.
And there we go. Hot Cares on a Monday morning on Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.